23. God gave us this one, right? Amen. Yeah, we got this one to this point. Amen. I'm thankful to be alive, aren't you? Yeah, we're thankful to be alive. And now if you're listening to us via a conference call or other ways, we want to welcome you to our program through that medium that you're using, whether it be Facebook or YouTube or the conference call. Thank God for all those ways of getting the gospel out, amen, through the phone line. Thank God for that. And then to those who may be visiting with us this morning, not members of the Church of Christ, you're the very honored guest of the audience, the listening audience, wherever you are, not a member of the true church, the only one church in the Bible, only one in the Bible. How many of y'all believe the Bible is right? Amen. If you believe the Bible is right, you need to be in the one church. But God said through his word, praising God and having faith with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. And somebody will say, Brother Brooks, I just can't see it. I know, but faith don't come by seeing. It does. Romans 10:7, faith coming by hearing. Isn't that right? The hearing the word of God. That's what you got to believe, Church of Christ. That we got the book. Amen. It belonged to us. That we had it before anybody else. The Bible belongs to the church that Jesus purchased with his blood. Matthew 16:18, he said it. Upon this rock I will build my what? My church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, we don't say that to be mean or put other people down. It's like the thing about this thing called spiritual life is you're trying to get to heaven. I mean, this is the only book that a man has ever can't prove wrong. They can't prove it wrong. This book proves mankind wrong. Amen. Nobody's been to the graveyard and back to tell us that it's nothing to it. Man, tell us, and nobody been to the grave and back told us this book ain't right yet. Until they do, I'm going to keep preaching one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one church. That's what I'm going to do, Church of Christ. Preach the oneness of the Lord. Yeah. I believe the Bible, don't you? Do you believe the Bible is right? Yeah. Then Paul says, salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. The churches in the Bible is called the Church of Christ. That's right. And I'm thankful to be a member of the Church of Christ. How many of y'all are thankful to be a member of the Church of Christ? Now, the way you become a member of the church in the Bible, you got to be baptized. That's right. You got to be. You say, I've been baptized, but every baptism is not a true one. So I said, what? You can be baptized 10 times wrong. Yeah, 10 times you can be baptized, but only one that's right. Which one is it? For by one spirit are we all baptized into one church. 1 Corinthians 12:12-13. Read that. It's in your Bible. The Spirit gave us this book. If you didn't do what this Spirit said, you're not in the right church. The Spirit not going to put you in the wrong church. Amen. So you got to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit gave us the book. Yeah. And in the book, it says, you got to believe that Jesus died on the cross. You never saw that with your eyes. This book told you that. And this is the book that told us that he hung on the cross 6 hours, didn't he, church? Shed his blood. That blood, according to this book, will wash your sins away in baptism. You ain't gonna see no red, nothing red in there. No blood. You gotta believe it. You gotta believe it without seeing him. Just like you believe in Jesus without seeing him. How many of y'all believe in Jesus? Amen. You never saw him. You don't know nothing about him. You wasn't even in Jerusalem that day. You too young. I said, what are you saying, Brother Brooks? I'm working on folk belief systems. Yeah. People believe anything. Okay. They got people out there telling you, stand on your head, you go to heaven. Just jump up and down where you are. Pray a sinner. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Book never told you to ask God that. Lord, I'm a sinner, come into my heart. Nobody did that in the book. Not one person was saved, like when I was told growing up in the Baptist church. There are good people in the Baptist church, but they didn't tell us the truth. Yeah, they never told us the truth. They didn't tell us. They're good people. Didn't tell us the truth. They told us to accept Jesus as our personal Savior. Nobody did that in this book. Not one person accepted Jesus as a personal Savior. Not one. Not one was in a Baptist church in this book. Not one was in a Methodist church, Catholic church. Not one soul was in another church in this book. Yeah. They said, what are you doing? What are you doing telling the truth? Telling somebody don't. You see, here's what the members of the church who've been here a long time, you need to realize there's some people ain't never heard what I just said. They never heard this. They don't know they need to take. Some of the people love Jesus, don't know they need to take the Lord's Supper every Sunday and love him too. So, and some of them in the denomination church, more favor than y'all.
Amen.
They favor to their beliefs. They favor to what mama did and daddy did, traditional things. But you want to be faithful. You want to be faithful to the Lord. Now, he said, this you do in remembrance of me. What we do in churches of Christ, we take this every Sunday. Why? That's what the Christians did in the Bible. That's what Paul and them did. Hey, amen. Acts 20, verse 7. What day they did it on?
On Sunday.
The Bible don't say nothing about Sunday. It was in Numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. First day of Sunday. Last day of 7. Got it? What day did he get up on? Sunday. What day was that? First day of the week. Why are we in this building on Sunday? That's the resurrection day, not Easter. Wasn't no rabbit bunny. No bunny rabbit or nothing. Didn't have nothing to do with no bunny rabbit. Everybody running around here talking about Jesus' resurrection. That didn't got nothing to do with Jesus' resurrection. The rabbit didn't come out of here. Yeah, no, the chocolate eggs, you can eat them, but I ain't never seen a chicken lay a chocolate egg anyway. Have you? Praise the Lord. I'm gonna be all right this morning. See, you got to tell folks, running around here believing in criminals. Santa Claus, big fat guy wearing a red suit in the name of Jesus. He wasn't born on December 25th. They told us that stuff. He going to put some ashes in your eye. Y'all remember that? Yeah, get up and get that toy. Yeah, that's all it was, a gift from mama, daddy. That's where it came from. Tell the truth. Yeah. Ain't had nothing to do with Jesus. The reason for the season, not the truth. It's amazing me how people can be bamboozled. Yeah. They believe anything. Mm-hmm. They believe anything. Yeah, let's not do that. Right? Don't just believe it, Brother Brooks say. Check behind me. Now here's the thing I know. If a person, I dare you folk out there listening to me to read behind me. Because you'll mess around and be a member of the Church of Christ. If you keep reading, you'll read yourself right out of what you're in. I dare you to read it. Yeah, try it. Dare you to. Prove me wrong. Can't do it. I know the book. Been preaching 36 years. And a long time in the ministry. Yeah, baptized thousands of people. Know the book, Brother Brooks. Yeah. I know the book. Are you bragging? No. But understand this. When you got the truth, it's golden. Amen. Is that right, Don? When you got the truth, you can stand on truth. Amen. Stand on truth. When you're standing on truth, you're standing with God. And who can say it's wrong to stand with God? Not one person that say they believe in him. Stand with truth and you stand with God. Yeah. So you say, you need to get baptized this morning if you're not a member of Church of Christ. I said enough already for you to be good. I'm on my way, brother. Come on down. We'll stop preaching. Baptize you right now. Why? You're not saved until you're baptized for the remission of sins. Yeah. Yeah. See a young couple I've been counseling in the audience. Yeah, good people. A lot of good people in the world, isn't there? Mm-hmm. A lot of good people. A lot of good white people. Some white people done blessed me, blessed this congregation with some funds. Boy, but just good people. Oh, they don't never look at color skin. You know, some mighty good people in the world. Mighty good people. Mighty good people. Yeah, just a lot of good people in the world. How y'all feel about that?
Amen.
You feel like you're a good person?
I do.
Yeah. Try to be a good person. Now, I took the first 5 minutes to kind of talk to the visitors. Yeah, because you could be in here, it might be your last sermon. I didn't know. You had to take the Lord's Supper every day, every Sunday. Now you do. I didn't know there was one church. Now you do. I didn't know I had to take the Lord's Supper every Sunday. Now you do. Now you do. So when you die and stand before God, you can't say, I didn't know. Because he going to look and say, I see right here. Hey, look at your book of life. That was January, let's see, the 8th, 2023. Oh, let's see who was preaching. Old Brooks. He always told him every time. That boy there, he was something there. He told him every time. The time he stood up, he told you what to do. To say. That's my boy there. Yeah, that's my boy. That was God. I'm talking about God saying that. That's my boy Brooks. Yeah, boy would tell the truth in a minute. Yeah, it didn't hurt nobody. He wasn't going to hurt nobody. He cut him with the sword. If a good surgeon can cut you, you won't even feel it. Be a surgeon with the book. The word of God is a sword. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged. I'm got to cut out that lie. Got to cut your lie out. Got to cut out the Baptist church. Cut it out. Got to cut out false doctrine. Use a sword, cut out any church to do. Use a sword, cut out the sinner's prayer. Cut it right out of them. Amen. Ain't gonna hurt nobody. Got to get them cut though. No, don't worry. Ain't gonna hurt nobody. Yeah, that's what Brother Brooke did. So on your look, yeah, you see now he told you, didn't you? I didn't see you. You were there that day. You didn't get baptized. I've been giving you chance after chance, and then you didn't think you was gonna die. Now you got to see me. You came to see me. It's God talking. Deal judgment. Now how many of y'all Church of Christ folk living right?
Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, now you're going to be in just a bad church now. So I'm talking to visit them Church of Christ. Some Church of Christ folk, they don't live right. The biggest devil you meet. Yeah, some of them here. Yeah, some of them ain't living right. You can't live with God and the devil at the same time. You choose. You got a choice. If you haven't been favored to the Lord, you're not living for the Lord. So just so the visitors know it. I'm not just picking on you. You know, people in the Church of Christ, I won't go to heaven if I ain't living right. You won't either. Is that right, church?
That's right.
Got to live right. Got to live right. You just got to do it. And the thing about it, living right requires it requires obedience. Yeah. And so that's kind of what I was going to do this morning. For a few minutes, I'm not going to keep you long. We had a congregational meeting. Some great announcements. And this morning, I thought I'd follow up on last week's lesson a little bit. That was pretty good. The new way. Y'all like that? Last week was a good response to it. It's 23. New Year's is a good time to start reflecting, right? Thinking about, man, what I got to do different, right? Today, I'll talk about choose. What will be your choice in 2023? Y'all remember? Now, this last past week, y'all heard about this football player, Hamlin, right? Hamlin was playing football. Everything was going good, wasn't it? Huh? Remember that? Boy, just made one tackle. Stood up and fell flat on his back. Heart stopped. Just like that. Now, if he had a choice that day to live or die, which choice would he have made? Huh?
Live.
Which one was it? If you have a choice, which one would you choose?
Yeah.
Now, they had to exercise the CPR. And then they said the defibrillator and the CPR saved his life. Well, I'm here to correct that. No, that ain't what saved him. God's decision saved him. See, God said, I'm going to give you life. Not that you chose it, but I'm going to give it to you. And giving life back to a person is a second chance. You got that? Now, they exercise CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation. I think that's the big fancy word. Is that right, Doc? I'm a doctor. That's it. She got a doctor. Always good to have a doctor in all of you. Yeah. But, you know, you got to have to the life I'm talking about is spiritual life. And he's a grateful man today to know that, you know, sometimes he was dead and he came back alive. He wasn't dead. No. It's the point of a man wants to die. Once God say you're dead, you're dead. You ain't coming. Ain't nobody going to get you. They can pump all they want. You ain't coming. When God says it's over, it's over.
That's right.
Yeah, life is over. That physical life. And then this thing called spiritual death. Is what I'm more referring to. Spiritual death is when the spirit, physical death, when the spirit separates from the body. Ecclesiastes 12:7. Spiritual death is when you're separated from God. You have a choice to be spiritually dead or spiritually alive. And I'm gonna tell you, it will not be CPR to restore you spiritually, it will be cross-produced repentance. That is CPR, isn't it? That's pretty good, right there off the cuff. Always got to come up with something related to the cross-produced repentance. If the cross won't get you to change, nothing will. Nothing to get you to come to repentance if the cross won't do it. Right, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, what I do? I'll draw men unto me. That's what he said. So this is a little short lesson today is this. Jeremiah, get Jeremiah. Jeremiah 6, 16. Is a choice. I want to know, what choice will you make today in 2023? Today, in Jeremiah 6, 16, Jeremiah says, God says through Jeremiah, thus said the Lord, he says, stand in the ways and see,
and ask for the old path,
where is the good way? Now he said, which way is the right way, right or left? Then he says what? And walk therein.
And ye shall find rest for
now,
your soul.
Now, if you go the good way, you shall find what? Rest for what? Your souls. Now, this is what we're talking about this morning. We're not talking about rest from the physical body. We're talking about rest for the soul. How many of you know you got a soul? That's what this is about tonight, today. He said, now, if you go that way, you got a rest for it. But he said, then he says, but they said, had a choice.
We will not, I'm not going to therein.
You say, I'm not going to get baptized. I'm not going to be a member of the Church of Christ. I'm not going to take the Lord's Supper. That's a choice. That's a choice. You got a choice to make. A choice of life or death. Don't get baptized at death. Don't take the Lord's Supper, spiritual death. Don't believe the Bible, spiritual death. Your choice. Your choice. Is that simple? Don't be faithful to the Lord's church. That's death. Amen. Amen. And Deuteronomy 30. Go over there right quick. Deuteronomy 30. I'll give you this text and I'm going to let you have the lesson. Deuteronomy 30 and verse 11. Listen to what the book says. Deuteronomy 30 and verse 11.
For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off.
Yeah, see, the commandments, God didn't holler nothing. He didn't hide anything from us to know that we need to know, did he? Read it.
It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it.
All right.
See, I have set before thee this day life and good death and evil.
He set that before us. When we woke up this morning, God set before us what? Life.
And good.
And good.
And death and
death
evil.
Death and evil. He said that what Jeremiah said. Now watch what's happening in the next verse. Then he says,
in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God.
Now, in this life of good, you got to love who?
The Lord thy God.
That's a choice. Jesus said, John 14, 15, now, if you love me, keep my commandment. One of the things I use in my premarital counseling to help people understand love, and I said, do you love the Lord? Yeah, love him, love him. On one scale of 1 to 10, how much you love the Lord? They say what? What are they going to say?
10.
10! I love it when they say 10. I got them right where I want them. Oh, I love the Lord. How much you love your wife, or your girlfriend, or your soon-to-be husband? 10. You love them both the same. You love them as much as you do, God? You just said that you did. Trapped, didn't he? Got trapped. Now, that brother, if he's smart, he'll keep that thing at a 10 until I get to pulling him back. Yeah, because he don't want that woman thinking he don't love him. Now, Jesus said, here's how I know you love me, John 14. He said, if you love me, keep what?
My command.
Now, how many of y'all are keeping the commands? He said, brother, what you? I know you always got to, but I ain't perfect stuff. I know what you, that's always the first answer. Now, I know I ain't perfect, but I still love him. You lying, either you lying or Jesus lying. What you say? You? So you gotta pull that back. Now, how many of y'all love the Lord on a scale of 1 to 10? A 10? But this is a smart audience. You all are very intelligent people. You got it real quick. See, that's his team. Ain't nobody say 10. Everybody pull back real quick. Yeah, because I was going to ask you to stand up because you Mr. Perfect. You don't need Jesus. Just go ahead and leave. Now, how many of y'all love him? 8, 9, 10, I mean 8, 7. Ain't got no 7s in here. 6. No sixes? Oh, man, come on now. Five, Prosper. We all have five in here somewhere. Y'all, we got a five? Can I see a five? Oh, Lord, help us, Jesus. We ain't got no five. Four. Like I said, one from, not four. From Hillbill, it's four. Four? Three? Two? One? You know, when you get baptized, you come out about a one. Did you know that? Baptism, here's the point I'm making. It's a little humor in it, but it's a point. See, if you go all the way to a 10, you ain't got nothing to work at. You're already there. When a person get baptized, they come out about a one. They love him just enough to be obedient to baptism. But when they start listening to how his word and start growing and how they start listening and thinking about how good God been to them, how many times he picked them up and they fell down, and he picked them back up, how many times he's forgiven them, how many times he brought them home safely, how many times he took care of their children, they start to love him more and more and more. You start growing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then next day, their morning service only people, they're about a 1 or 2 because they only want is a little sermon, their communion, and then they go home. And then they start learning more. And they start coming back to evening service. Then they go up to a 2. And then they start trying to live better at home, put the beer up, and put up the whiskey and all that. And then they go to a 3. And they stop cussing. And they go to maybe a 4. And they stop lying, cheating, and stealing. And they still hanging in there about 3 for 1. And then they leave the Lord. And they drop back to a 1. Now, honestly speaking, how many of y'all love the Lord? Yeah, so now you got to put it in perspective, don't you? So if you're here today and you're not a Christian, you're at a 0 at this point. But if you love him, you'll walk down here this morning and be washed in his blood. You have CPR, cross-produce repentance. Now, look at it. Now, drop down here. Look at this. Drop down to verse 19. I call the record. Heaven.
I call heaven and earth to record this day
that I have set before you what?
Life and death.
Now, what do you say? Notice what how he categorized life. Blessings.
And cursings.
And cursings. So life means blessing. Death means cursing. Therefore, choose
life.
Blessings. Choose blessings. And you choose blessing.
Both thou and thy seed.
Some children gonna be saved because mom and daddy chose blessings. They chose life. What will be your choice this day, January 8, 2023? What is your choice? Life or death? Drop down to verse number 20. Then he says,
that thou mayest love the Lord
thy
God.
Here's why you want to do it, so you can love the Lord thy God, that thou mayest obey his voice, that may cleave unto him, for he is
thy life.
That's his afternoon. He is the light. In him we live, move, and have our very what?
Being.
And the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto Abraham. I mean, you want to go to that land of promise, heaven. You got to choose life. You got to choose life. You got to avoid spiritual death. And you avoid spiritual death by being obedient. Get Deuteronomy 28. When you choose God, when you choose life, you've chosen blessings in life. Amen. When you choose life, you choose God. When you choose life, you choose blessings. You choose spiritual blessings. Amen. In Deuteronomy, God gave him a glimpse of the blessings. In remaining verses, after verse 1, he gave him a glimpse of the cursing. But we're going to go to the cursing. We're going to go to the blessing. Deuteronomy 28, start at verse 1, and watch the blessings. If you just obey God, God is saying, if you would just obey me, I'll bless you. I'll bless you. I'll bless you. Here he said now.
And
what?
It shall come to pass.
He said, come to pass.
If thou shalt hearken diligently. If you're hearken diligently,
God said, if you just do what I say.
To observe all his commandments, which I command thee this day.
Keep his commandments.
The Lord thy God, which will set thee on high above God all said, nations
just,
on the earth.
I set you on high. That's a blessing. Read.
And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee.
All these blessings shall come on thee.
If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
God said these blessings will come your way if you would do what? Just
hearken.
Listen to what God said. Mm-hmm. Choosing life is listen to instructions by God. Read.
Blessed shalt thou be in the city.
Now he said, now watch this. Blessed. Houston going to be blessed.
Blessed shalt thou be.
Alabama going to be blessed. Dallas can be blessed. Wherever they are, they're going to be blessed. Whatever state they're in. God said, I'll bless wherever you are if you will do what I say. Amen.
Read.
Blessed shalt thou be in the field.
Then he said, I'm going to bless your corn and peas. Read.
Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body.
I'm going to bless your children. If you just keep my word, I'll bless your children. What? You choose life. Read.
And the fruit of thy ground.
Uh-huh.
And the fruit of thy cattle.
Yeah. I'm going to bless your T-bone. If you just keep our word. God said, I'll bless you. I'll bless your beef. Amen. Somebody. How many of y'all like a good ribeye?
I like
a good ribeye. God, man, when you eat a good ribeye, you know you're living right. God bless you with a ribeye. I tell them, cook mine medium well. He said, well, you want some? Kill it. I don't want no blood. I don't want him dead. I want him dead. That's a blessing. Food is a blessing. That's what he's saying. I bless your home. I bless your refrigerator. I bless you. Y'all missing the point. Ain't nobody here. If it was a Baptist, folk would be shouting. Go ahead.
Hey, the increase of thy kind, yeah, and the flocks of thy sheep.
Yeah, that's all the meat you're going to eat. Go ahead.
Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store.
Now, God said, what I'm going to do, if you just keep my word, if y'all just do what I tell you. You know, where y'all shop at, H-E-B or Kroger?
H-E-B.
You go H-E-B?
I'm H-E-B.
How many Kroger fans in here? Kroger. You got Kroger, H-E-B. Well, now, when you go today, if you go to buy something, one of them, when you grab that basket, remember this sermon. Say, man, I chose life. God said, if you choose me, when you grab that basket and you roll it in the Kroger, he said, I'm going to bless you going in.
And I'm going to bless you coming out.
When you get back to the cash register with everything in there, now, don't try to steal it. You got to pay for it. Isn't that right? He said, I'm going to bless you to pay for it. And what God said, I'm going to bless you going into to H-E-B. I'm going to bless you. If you just do what I say. Amen. If you just keep my command. Let's remember that, Holly. If we just do what God says, he said, I'm going to bless you. Choose life. Mm-hmm. Read.
The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face.
I know I got some haters. Y'all got some haters.
I do.
Boy, there's some haters. There's some folk that don't like you. That's your enemy. And then some of them will say they'll say they're your friend in your face and the enemy behind your back. They're called frenemies.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that smile at you and talk good to you in your face ain't your friend, man. We better remember that. I'm going to tell you something about this thing called life. In this life, there are people who their agendas are not right according to God. And they say they're your friend. They want you to believe it. But really, as soon as you ain't around and they ain't in your face, there's a whole different story, right?
Amen.
That's a friend of me. But God said, hey, look here. Brooks, if you just do what's right, I'll take care of them. And he said, look, here's how he told him. He said, your enemies, keep reading.
Thou shall rise up against
thee. They're going to come. If you just do what I say, when the enemies rise up against you, he going to say what?
To be smitten before thy face.
Read on.
They shall come out.
God said, when they come out.
Against thee one way.
God, now here's the blessing. God said, don't you even try to mess with them. Don't worry about them. Don't you do nothing but do what I tell you to do. Love your enemy. You love them anyway. That's what you. And you love them. They can't handle love. Enemy don't like love, man. They don't want you loving on them. They want you to fuss with them, fight with them, and argue with them and look just like them. Because that's your friend. Yeah, now they're not your friend. Here's the thing about it. When God said, the enemy gonna come at you one way, but
Seven
God
way.
Said, when you see that? When the enemy come at you one way, God said, I'm going to be whooping them so much, they're going to leave seven different ways. They don't know what happened. Oh, Lord, what's going to happen? What's going on with me? You done messed around and messed with my child. When you mess with my child, you went at him one way, but I'm going to send you a whole lot of curses. You're going to get cursed. I'm going to get you. God said, I'm going to whoop him seven different ways. Mm-hmm. Amen, somebody. Yeah. Just do what I tell you, Brooks. Just do what I tell you, and when they come at you, I'm gonna send them running seven different ways. They don't know what done hit them. They remember what happened. You know, mess with a child of God. Isn't that good? That's good right there. How many of y'all think that's good?
Amen.
That's good, boy. You ain't gotta worry about that. Don't be vengeful. Don't try to seek no revenge. Don't try to do nothing. You guys should just let me have them. Just let me have them, Tommy. Let me. Then when I get through. Well, you see, seven of them bodies going after there. That's good stuff. That's good preaching. I'm finna stop this morning. Y'all got the point, don't you? Mm-hmm. Now, look here. Let's do it like this. How many think that Mr. Hamlin is appreciative to be speaking off the ventilator this morning?
Amen.
Y'all think he is?
Yes.
Do you believe that if all of us was at the emergency room this morning, and we were that close to physical death, and then we was able to walk in here, we would choose what?
Life.
Because we know who did it, don't we? Yes. Do you all know all of us laid down last night? Yes. With no understanding or no idea where God was going to give us this opportunity to come back into this place? Do you know all of us was on the ER bed last night? Do you know that? Do you recognize you didn't get yourself up this morning? Do you recognize you didn't wake yourself up? Do you recognize you didn't give yourself breath? Do you recognize you are here because of who? God. God gave you this chance. You said, what am I going to do with it? Choose life. How do you choose life, Brother Brooke? Number one, for those who are not visiting, understand that God so loved you, he gave his son. His son came to this world. He lived among men. They beat him. They mocked him. They spit on him. Then he hung him on the cross. When they hung him on the cross, he shed the blood. Amen. What is that blood going to do? According to Revelation 1:5, that blood washed your sins away. Jesus died so you didn't have to die spiritually. They took him off the cross, buried him in a borrowed tomb. He resurrected early on Sunday morning with all power in his hand. And he said, go preach it, Brooke. Go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be what?
Saved.
That's what he said. Saved from what? Dying in their sin. Choose life by believing that. Number two. Believe it with all of your heart. Number three, repent. Let the cross produce repentance. Say, man, if he did all that for me, I need to leave a better person this morning. I need to leave a Christian this morning. I want to leave a member of the Lord's church. I want to leave drinking the blood. I want to be washed in the blood. What are you doing when you say, I want to be washed in the blood? You're choosing
life.
Choosing life. There's a fountain free. It's flowing blood to you. It's up to you to choose life. Yeah, if you're on the call and you want to choose life, hit 5 to star your phone. Let them know. If you're on the YouTube and Facebook, you call in and holler, like, we'll find a congregation to baptize you. Amen. No matter where you are listening to it, you need to be in the Lord. Who going to choose life this morning? Amen. Choose life. And then you choose it by be willing to confess your belief to Jesus Christ. I'm going to ask you to walk down here. I'm going to ask everybody, rather than stand and make a confession, come on down to the front. If you need to come home, come to the front. If you need to be baptized, come to the front. I'm going to ask, do you believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God? What are you going to say? I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Every knee going to bow, every mouth. You're going to confess him one day. You better do it before you die. Amen. Choose life. Confess Jesus to be the Son of God. Be baptized for the remission of your sins. Acts 2:38. Baptism where all your sins are washed away. And then the Lord take you and add, you can't join the church. I want to join the church of Christ. No, you can't. You can't join us. We don't have no church for you to join. Jesus died for the church.
Amen.
And he said he'll add you in it when you obey him. Choose life by being obedient to him. Is that good?
It is.
That's good preaching right there, Tommy Brooks. Amen. Yeah, I told the folks what to do to be saved. They choose life. And then the Lord adds you to the church. What you got to do when you get your live faithful? That's the next step. Can't just come and go when you want to. You got to live right. Amen. So who should come this morning? Those who want to be baptized should come. The choose life. Members of the Lord's church, you haven't done all. You know, last week we had a tremendous response last week. People trying to get right with God, get right with y'all, get right with it. And we can do the same thing. If you need prayer, you can come. If you want to confess your fault, say, brother, I ain't been all I needed to be. I needed some resuscitation this morning. I'm going to choose life. You pumped on my heart. I pumped on your heart. That's CPR. Pumped on your heart. Not this heart. I feel in my heart. This is a blood pump. You don't fool around with this thing. You want to do up here. You want to, this is your heart. But there's man thinking in his heart. So is he? Is that what he's saying? Yeah. Is it up here where you make this decision to choose life or death? Up here. Right in your mind. Right in your mind. So non-members, those who are not members of church, I talk directly to you all this whole sermon. And then those members of church, I'm landing this plane on you. You understand this. All of us, including Brother Brooke, from the pulpit to the back door, no matter what's going on, we got to examine our lives. And we have to say, I'm sorry when we mess up. We have to say, Lord, forgive me. Amen. Because God said, confess your what? Fault. So what did you do, Brother Brooke? That ain't your business. What I did. God said, confess your fault. Amen. Is that right? And when God knows, Lord, I'm sorry, I sinned. That's all you got to say. I've sinned against you, Lord. I admit that I've done wrong. Just like the prodigal son, I'm on my way back home. Down on my bending knees, begging you to save this soul of mine. Please forgive me, Jesus. And try me one more time. That's choosing life. That's the member of the church, right? Maybe somebody here today need to come down here today and say, Lord, forgive me. I want to come home, Brother Brooks. I want to get my life right with God. Well, why not do it this morning? Why not do it this morning? Choose life. Who gonna be? Who is gonna be? Will it be a father that'll choose to be a better father to your children? Will it be a husband? Will it be a man who in here say, man, I just want to be a better husband? Just choose life. Choose life. You choose life, maybe your son will choose life. Amen. Your daughter might choose life. Mama, I want to be a better Christian. I want to be a Christian. I want to choose life this morning so my daughter may choose life. I'm talking to a mother this morning, appealing to your heart. Why wouldn't you be baptized, Mama? Why wouldn't you leave a Christian? I'm talking to Mama. Talking to the daddies. Amen. Amen, somebody. Talking to grandmama. You're up 67, 80 years old. Why would you choose death over life when you need the Lord in your life? You need him. You need him. How many of y'all don't need the Lord? Everybody need the Lord? Anybody don't need him in here? How many of y'all need the Lord? Well, I want to do what I want to do. Maybe somebody at the back, you need to come to the front. Just to say, you know, I need to stand up. See, here's what I want. I think when you stand up, it's more of a commitment and walk rather than just stand where you are. Have the courage to walk and say, I need to do this and get my life right with God. Is that right, Brother Ellis? Just come on up to the front and get right with God. Come up here and we'll baptize. We got the clothes in there. Something for your hair. Don't worry about that. Don't you worry about a thing. We got everything we need. Clothes, hat. Well, for the good hair dude, won't even get messed up. Sin got to go, though, but the hair will be all right.
Amen.
Hair will be all right. Got to go. Sin got to get washed. Got to get washed in the blood of the Lamb. That's what the book say. Is that right? And then the Lord going to add you to the church. Members of the church, would you come on? What is it? You say the fountain is free? Oh, come on up here, then. Let's see. Now, here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want to do. I want this. If you're here today, this is going to be a big day for our congregation. We have a congregation meeting, so I'm going to ask y'all, to pray for Brother Brooks. Is it getting that good? I need y'all prayer right about now. It's getting close to the time of the meeting. And I personally need you to pray for me.
Amen.
Amen. My decisions, my future. Yeah. Now, I know we had a brother meeting yesterday, and things don't be kept behind the walls. So some of you already know what I'm talking about. That's obvious that people talk. I want you to pray for me. Can y'all do that for me?
Amen.
I need prayer. I need prayer as your minister. I need prayer for my deceit. I need prayer for my children.
Amen.
I got children that really need our prayer.
Amen.
Can y'all pray for my son?
Amen.
My daughter. They need your prayer.
Amen.
So that's called a prayer request. Brother Brooks asked for a prayer request. And then I want to know if there's somebody like me that just want to be better in life, just want to choose a direction that chooses life, I want you to come stand with me today. If you need prayer, I want you to come up here. I want you to come. If you need to be baptized, I want you to come. If you need to restore to the Lord, I want you to come today. Because what? The fountain is what?
Free.
God done his part. And we now must do our part. By being obedient unto him. What are we going to get in return? Blessings. When you choose life, you choose blessings. When you choose death, you choose cursing. Anybody want to leave with a blessing?
Yes,
then do in your heart, if you know you haven't done it right, get it right today. If you know to get baptized, do it right now.
That's right.
If you need prayer, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. And this is a good time to do it. As together we stand and sing. Now, when you stand up, just start walking to the front. If you need to come, don't let nothing stop because the devil is real. Amen. Come on.
There's a fountain free, it is for you.
God bless you. Come on, don't let nothing stop you. Choose
let
life.
Let us
God bless you. God bless you. Come on, choose life. Choose life. Choose life.
The God bless you.
Come on. Come on, choose life. Come on.
From
choose life. Choose life. Choose life today.
And he
yeah, choose life. That's what you do. That's what you do. Choose life. Choose it.
When you come,
the fountain is
free.
Would you come? It's for you and for me.
Tis for you and me.
Thirsty soul. Is that one?
Hear the
come.
Come.
Hear the welcome
tis
come.
A fountain
it's the fountain open for all.
For
when you come, come get your blessings. Come get your blessings.
There's a living stream with a crystal.
What about a father? What about a mother? What about a grandmother,
a
grandfather? A son or a daughter? When you come, when you come. Yeah, when you come to God this morning. Come to him, come to
while
him.
While the waters roll, let the weary soul hear the call that forth freely goes.
Anybody else? One precious soul. Is there one more soul?
Will you come?
Choose life. I'm at the back, at the back. Choose life.
The fountain
when you come to God.
Free,
when you come to him this morning.
Will you come?
Choose life. How about here? In his eyes. One precious soul.
For you and
one precious
me,
soul. Will you choose life this morning? Hear the welcome call.
Hear the welcome
how about over here? One precious soul.
Call,